everyone, Annette Aneta here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette Aneta. Today we're on What Am I and Lesson 358.
What am I? I am God's Son, complete and healed and whole, shining in the reflection of His love. In me is His creation sanctified and guaranteed eternal life. In me is love perfected, fear impossible, and joy established without opposite. I am the holy home of God Himself. I am the heaven where His love abides. I am His holy sinlessness itself, for in my purity abides His own.
Our use for words is almost over now. Yet in the final days of this 1 year we gave to God together, you and I, we found a single purpose that we shared. And thus you joined with me, so what I am are you as well. The truth of what we are is not for words to speak of nor describe, yet we can realize our function here, and words can speak of this and teach it too, if we exemplify the words in us.
We are the bringers of salvation. We accept our part as saviors of the world, which through our joint forgiveness is redeemed. And this, our gift, is therefore given us. We look on everyone as brother and perceive all things as kindly and as good. We do not seek a function that is past the gate of heaven. Knowledge will return when we have done our part. We are concerned only with giving welcome to the truth.
Ours are the eyes through which Christ's vision sees a world redeemed from every thought of sin. Ours are the ears that hear the voice of God proclaim the world is sinless. Ours the minds which join together as we bless the world. And from the oneness that we have attained, we call to all our brothers, asking them to share our peace and consummate our joy.
We are the holy messengers of God, who speak for Him, and carrying His word to everyone whom He has sent to us, we learn that it is written on our hearts, and thus our minds are changed about the aim for which we came and which we seek to serve. We bring glad tidings to the Son of God, who thought He suffered. Now is He redeemed, and as He sees the gate of heaven stand open before Him, He will enter in and disappear into the heart of God. What am I?
Lesson 358. No call to God can be unheard or left unanswered. And of this I can be sure, His answer is the one I really want. You who remember what I really am alone, remember what I really want. You speak for God, and so you speak for me. And what you give me comes from God Himself. Your voice, my Father, then is mine as well. And all I want is what you offer me in just the form you choose that it be mine. Let me remember all I do not know, and let my voice be still, remembering. But let me not forget your love and care, keeping your promise to your Son in my awareness always. Let me not forget myself is nothing, but myself is all.
My true self.
My true self is all. So I'm going to read that last line again. Let me not forget my little s self is nothing, my ego self, but my true self, which is, as we all have learned in these past few days, that the true self is equal to Christ. The Christ that the Son of God, the Sonship, really. So, but my true self is all there is. That's lesson 358. No call to God can be unheard or left unanswered. And of this I can be sure, His answer is the one I really want.
That really resonates with me. His answer is the one I really want. I feel like I've spent my whole life searching, because I would find answers, but they weren't the one I wanted. Mm. Not that it was, too hard or required too much of me, or because I would do all that, but it never
felt right.
Yeah, it was never like,
stay tuned for tomorrow, which starts out, this is lesson 359, God's answer is some form of peace.
Yeah, That's really like...
There wasn't the peace.
There wasn't the peace. There was more like, oh, I'm not, you know, maybe I'm not good enough, or a lot of obligation, or it just didn't feel right. Maybe right. There was even mm-hmm. that. So we left off yesterday and you said that you had something that you wanted to share, but it was too big to start at the end.
Yes.
Do you remember what that was?
Yes, I do. Oh, yes, I do. This okay. I do remember.
Okay, good.
So let us all remember that A Course in Miracles is a mind training program.
Which I do have to say, if you like skipped ahead and you haven't done the past 357 episodes and you're just listening to this for the first time, like that sounds weird.
It does.
And it is also what Buddhism is. Buddhism is, it just plain out there, it's a mind training. Well, and that's what A Course in Miracles is too. So it's not that weird, but when you first see it, if you're like me, it's like, wow, that sounds weird to me.
Okay, and it's also not weird because we've already trained our minds into the ego thought system.
Right.
If you think of neuroplasticity, you know, one of these big buzzwords nowadays, it's not—
But it's a very helpful word,
right, it's not just a buzzword. Mm-hmm. I think it's so funny how sometimes like all of a sudden— something pops onto the scene. It's like, oh, neuroplasticity and everything becomes that. Well, there is actually some basis in that, which in a general sense, it's, oh gosh, I just heard it, the neurons that fire together, wire together. I just heard that the other day. I was like, wow, that's an easy way to put it. Mm-hmm. Basically, the more you think like the same thoughts, the deeper entrenched they get in our minds. And then our minds, desiring the path of least resistance in our thinking, go straight to those well-worn paths of our thoughts. So then if we're trying to, and so that's how we've already trained our minds to already. So if I have the thought, I'm stupid, the more I think that, the more I gather evidence to prove that's true, that's actually how I've trained my mind to see myself. So I've already trained my mind. What we're doing here with A Course in Miracles is, it's like, maybe we should say more accurately, a mind retraining program, because we have to undo that training. We have to then undo what we've trained our mind to think, and then introduce a brand new system, so to speak, and train our mind in the alignment with love. So we're untraining ego and training love. And so that's all that's going on in A Course in Miracles. And so that mind training, we have to also understand, when it comes to training, teaching, or coaching, the teacher must always, using our exemplify word from what am I, the teacher, trainer, or coach has to exemplify what they're teaching in the proper form. Too many times I've seen where, and especially in A Course in Miracles, because it's a really dense book, it can be quite difficult. It can be even difficult to understand. People have taken it and then tried to simplify it, but their simplification actually isn't what A Course in Miracles teaches. And so then what happens is they start off with the easy thing, maybe in a more public setting that more non-course students would, you know, attend. And then when you hear more advanced, I don't really like advanced, but more higher level, I guess, teaching, then they bring into the real what the course says, but then it contradicts what they said as the easy version. And this doesn't just happen in A Course in Miracles. It happens in a lot of spiritual paths, actually, where they make, oh, here's the more publicly easier to digest part. And then when you get more into it, it's like, oh, this is actually totally different than what you started with. But if you look at just how education is, you have to keep up the same train of thought through the whole thing. Like we don't learn in math, 2 + 2 = 4. And then suddenly when we get to algebra or college or whatever, calculus, whatnot, suddenly the plus sign doesn't equal plus anymore. There may be different variables and factors that surround plus signs, but plus is always plus. Minus is always minus, even if it means a negative number. Multiply is always multiply, on and on. Square root is always square root. And so with the course, And this is how I take what you say, well, like, God, it just seems like it's so far beyond where I am right now. I feel bad. Is we are being taught, in a sense, by someone who's a very good teacher, meaning they keep up the same verbiage, the same way of presenting
it. The author of A Course in Miracles.
Yes. And so that is, we're being taught in a very good way. And it's not being skimped on. It's not being, oh, I'm going to alter it a bit just so you understand easier. But wait, oh, actually it means this over here. It's always this very consistent train of teaching. And so when I see words like, well, you know, now we see, let me just skip to it because I don't want to butcher it. Ours are the eyes through which Christ's vision sees a world redeemed from every thought of sin, and ours are the ears, ours are the mind, on and on. We're being shown what a good teacher really is. It's not altered, it's not changed, it's here's the thread we're going to follow all the way to the end. From day one, it's been exactly the same. And that's a very good teaching style, because then when a teacher is teaching, it's their job to impart all of their wisdom onto their students and not leave anything held back. And so when we are the students in A Course in Miracles, we actually need to see what that wisdom is so we can buy in. Oh, this, whether you can say it's the personification of love, is Jesus, whatever, really knows what they're talking about, and I know where I'm headed. Because if I don't know where I'm headed, then I'll get confused. So we have this clear train from, you know, point A to point B, and it never changes. And so even though the destination can seem way far away, we can be assured that we are still on the right path because it's never changed.
And that's why for me, it's really, and I really love what you all just shared there, because I have felt so duped by folks who have invited me to things that are like, oh, it's just a little group that we do XYZ, and you find out actually it's
not that at all.
It's not that at all. They're trying to, you know, slowly get you into this thing that is not what you would be interested in at all if you knew from the very beginning that that's what it was. I mean, that's right. Happened to me actually a few times in my life.
That's an awful feeling.
Well, it really, when you say like building up your trust muscles, it totally erodes the trust.
Yes.
In the person that invited you, and in just like, oh my gosh, you know, because I'm not someone who wants to get into something that is really too out there. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure if you've been listening to us long enough, we're pretty just middle of the road, like yep. nothing out there too far. So it's really important to like be honest and true and not try to rope people into things just by teaching one version or saying one version like you're saying, and then it ends up to be something different. And we actually have had experience with a Course in Miracles teacher that does that.
Yep.
You know, where it's like there's this, oh, this is the message for the masses, and then this is the other message if you really want to be a Course in Miracles student, and they're not the same message.
Right.
And so it's like, so what is the message then?
A good teacher has one message. Not that they can only teach one thing, but the message that they're giving when they're teaching has to be from start to finish, this is the same.
Acknowledging maybe that that's a little tough. You know, like,
say more about that.
Okay, so let's take the subject of projection.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Course in Miracles says that everything you see outside of you comes from inside of you. You are projecting it out because it's very, very difficult to see it inside of you as the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a Son of God. Everyone's a Son of God. There's only one Son of God. So if I see hate and war outside of me, that is in the sonship. That doesn't mean that me as an individual aspect is the one that caused the war, let's say. And because I'm part of the sonship, I am the one that caused the war.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough subject.
Yeah.
Like, that's tough to see. And so I think acknowledging, well, now this is a tough thing because we don't want to, you know, when we're just, especially when we're first starting something like A Course in Miracles, that's hard to even think about.
Yeah.
You know, but then if I'm one with someone who started a war and there's only one son, and in this, there's only one true self, right? Let me not forget myself is nothing, but my true self is all. There's only one true self, mm-hmm. the sonship,
yeah,
the Christ.
Yeah.
So then when I'm thinking about projection is like, oh, you mean war is inside of me?
Mm-hmm.
And then we can really get into our own individual identities and say, no, I'm not like that. This can't be inside of me, but yet it is.
Yeah. And that's why when you heal yourself, you do in fact heal the world.
Yes.
And having that, like I was just thinking about some other spiritual studies I've done where it's like I was taught one thing, but then as I got farther, it was like, wow, this was actually totally wrong.
The first thing that you were taught?
Yeah, this is totally wrong. And now I actually even feel more behind because I wasn't given the harder answer right at the beginning. I would have rather have the harder answer and just say, well, I guess I have to work to understand this more than, oh, this was totally not, even if it was little t truth, not the little t truth at all. I got totally duped. And I hated that feeling. And so having with A Course in Miracles, this consistency throughout and having this example of, well, ours are the eyes, ours are the ears, ours are the mind. Even if I can't say, well, I don't see that now. Because of the trust that I've built up through the entire year, I do come back, well, that must be possible. I'm just not there yet. And so I having that consistency, and as any kind of, if you're a teacher or a coach or something out that in like just in your professional life, being that example of, well, here's how we do things, because every time you speak or every time you act, you're actually modeling to your students what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we look at A Course in Miracles through that same light, every lesson we've actually are being modeled to. And that's so important because people pick that stuff up. You can pick it up easily if someone is saying, but then they're also not doing. And so if we have this, even if it feels advanced, we're seeing what the teacher is actually trying to teach in the end. Does that make sense?
Yes. And I do believe for me, that's why I really don't want to have a day in my life when I don't have A Course in Miracles in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Because as like, I'm not the same person I was 8 years ago.
Right.
I'm not the same person actually that I was on January 1st of this year.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. I feel that too.
And then we get it on a deeper level.
Yeah.
But if the message is like totally different.
Or then, watered down or something like that. Because even the message from the intro to where we are today is the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been the same. It's built on itself more and more so we can have greater understanding. Like now we even know if we started out, ours are the eyes through which Christ's vision will see a world redeemed. We would have said, you know, what the hell does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't have gotten it. But now because we've built up so much knowledge and understanding from lesson one till now, we do know what this means, even if we can't do it. Which yeah. shows our learning.
Or if it isn't our daily experience, we might have say, glimpses. Oh, well, I have glimpses of yeah. this, so I kind of see that.
But it's just so important for any kind of teacher to have that consistency of message.
Mm-hmm.
So then as people learn it, not only do they learn more and go deeper into learning, but they also have the satisfaction of, oh, now I get this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And having those building blocks that build up into greater knowledge is so important for a teacher. And I've seen that a lot of times where people aren't very good teachers, but we seem to have this idea in our world that everyone has to be the expert on everything. Have you seen that? Or it's
yeah.
like everybody's building their personal brand. Everybody has to be an expert.
Not everyone's an expert.
Not everyone's an expert, and not everyone's an expert on anything. And it's actually really nice to be a student.
I think it's important to be a student. And also, especially in, I think spiritual seekers, maybe. For me, I appreciate it when I hear a teacher share their struggles just as much as their joys.
Yeah. Oh, it's very helpful for just like with the Dalai Lama saying that he's not lying. Like, oh, that's not music to my ears. It's not like I don't want him to be, but it's also like, oh, now that's, if he's saying it, I can say it too. And it's really okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Where we have this idea where we have to be enlightened or we have to be a guru or we have to be a whatever, you know, a master. Yeah. We have to be, and really we're all one. Like we're all just on this journey, and it's the one son who is remembering.
Yeah. And so even if ours aren't the eyes or ears or minds today, we do get to see, oh, this is where we're headed.
Mm-hmm.
And we can take comfort in that.
Yeah. I just wanted to just say, I know we're out of time, but I just wanted to say this little bit, a paragraph or sentence 5 of our lesson for today. Lesson 358. Let me remember all I do not know, and let my voice be still remembering. But let me not forget your love and care, keeping your promise to your son in my awareness always. What I wanted to just say is, I think that's why we can really put our whole selves into something. It can be religion. It can be some spiritual study. And it cannot feel quite right until it feels right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we know that we're on the path that speaks to us. I mean, not every path speaks to everyone, but we will find our path that will lead us to our remembering.
Yeah.
So have a wonderful day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
See you then.